businessman?
Oh, you mean in the office?
Yes.
I don't know of any black girls working in any lawyer's office. No, I don't really think that any of them have been hired as of now. But we have black people working in the department store and a few in the supermarket. And a few seals here and yonder, and a few in the telephone office, you know, like that.
Would they have a job like a secretary, or, I mean, is that it? Maybe that's an old-fashioned term now.
Well, we don't have any now. There have been some jobs. Well, we do have one, too, who do secretary work. But before now, we haven't had anybody who was qualified to do it because we were, our young people were not able to get the training, you see. It wasn't in our high school, typing and business wasn't in our high school, but it was in the white high school. Uh-huh, and when the white girls was finished, they could get to be secretary where they wanted to. And they worked in office of department stores and worked for doctors and, you know, jobs like that. But now that our people are being trained, getting the training, they're finding some jobs like that too.
And what were the hours at school? You held school in the old days, and when did it start in the fall? When did it stop?
Well, when we were going to school, and when I was teaching in the early years, we always opened at 9 o'clock and closed at 3. And the reason I'm saying we opened so late because we had to walk. Everybody walked, and it took some time to get there. And that's the reason we had that schedule. I'm saying because now they open at 8:30, and some open at 8. And they're out at 3:30. I mean, 3, you know, 4 to 3, something like that.
And in the fall, when did it start? In the fall and then spring?
Yeah, well, we've had just any kind of school system or operating program or schedule that you want to think about. Not many years ago, we had what we call a split session. We would operate through the summer pharmacy, start sometime late in July, and operate through August, and maybe the first or second week in September. And then we would close, the children would go and pick cotton, we'd go back in November. And then we would continue through the end of the month of April or May as the term, you know, increased. When we had the 4-month term, of course, we would start in November and be out in March. But after the term was increased, and we started up in a split session, and that's how we got in 9 months.
And I'd like to ask you some things about what children used to play with, particularly homemade things. Something, if you put a plank on something that would go up and down, child on either end, what did you call that?
We call that seesaw.
Seesaw.
Now they call it teeter board.
And appreciate your bringing up the terms, the old terms and the current ones. Did you have a plank on a pole and the plank would go around and the children would push the plank around?
We have had that, but that has been more recent than the early years. And we have had, teeters and the swings, and of course we had the slides, that's what we had now, but early we didn't have anything but the seesaw that we call the teeter now, and swings, homemade swings, because the fellas would come and put chains in the trees, the fence on the campus, and put a board in there for the children to sit on, and they would take time to bow and swing and push each other, and that's just about all they had on paper.
Did they ever have to go back to this board that would go around. Do you remember that at all?
No, not early, but I remember we had some of those things in the recent years. I don't know what we call them, you see. But several children could stand on that thing.